What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled God is doing to the Muslims what he did to the Jews 2,000 years ago. So as you guys know, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is launching pretty much a full-scale war around the Middle East, with pretty much a total annihilation of Palestine, and now they're going into Lebanon. That war is going to get much wider very quick and very bad for the Ahmads. So a lot of Muslims, they'd be thinking, why would God do such a thing? Why would God humiliate those who worship him like that? It's because those who worship him should know better. For example, 2,000 years ago, God used the Romans, the big bad pagan Romans, to humiliate and destroy the Jews of Palestine. Today, he's using the big bad Satan worshiping Zionists to destroy the Mohammedans, the followers of Muhammad. So, why is God using the enemies of Islam? And Islam means to surrender yourself. So Christianity is Islam, Judaism is Islam, because for you to truly be 100% faithful to God, to surrender yourself to God, you are a Muslim, regardless of whether you call yourself Christian, Jew, or Muslim. So the question that everybody's probably asking is, why would God use the enemies of Islam, whether it's a big bad pagan Romans, or whether it is the Zionist Jews who worship Satan? Why are these evil people who are the enemies of God destroying those who supposedly are the worshippers of God, be it Muslims today or Jews 2,000 years ago? Okay? Like TFM said, the strong are gonna do what they can and the weak will suffer what they must. You see, at the end of the day, guys, God hates cowardice, okay? Cowardice means you simply don't believe in God enough. Now, the whole point of Jesus, like his forefather David, you know, David, what did King David do before he became a king? He went up to Goliath, jacked him in the jaw, lopped his head off, and he conquered the Philistines, okay? Jesus was supposed to do the same damn thing, except with Caesar, okay? Now, why did Jesus fail while his forefather, King David, succeeded? It's because the people at the time of Jesus were not worthy enough, okay? This is why what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Lebanon, it is divine humiliation. Guys, don't let any Muslim out there lie to you and tell you that, oh, God is testing the Muslims. No, this is humiliation. God is humiliating and destroying the Muslims, because at the end of the day, they were cowardice. At the end of the day, just like the Jews of 2,000 years ago, they would rather get with Caesar. Today, the Muslims would rather follow the Western civilization way than they would want to be Muslim. So God is like, okay, all right, you guys don't want to stand up for me. You believe in Washington, D.C. Okay, cool. Well, take care of yourself, okay? So, the point that I'm trying to get across, and you know, a lot of messages you go to nowadays, guys, they always have somebody praying, God, let Palestine succeed, let Hamas succeed, let the Lebanese succeed. No, these are one of two things. I've said this before and I say it again. The Ummah of Muhammad falls into one of two categories. Either they're useful idiots at best, or at worst, they are traitors, okay? Both ways, they're cowards, okay? Hamas was created by Mossad to be the boogeyman that the Jews use to pretty much do whatever the fuck they want in the Middle East, okay? The top leaders of Hamas, Hezbollah, they're living the high life in Dubai, okay? All these people, you see that Israel is like, oh, we killed this Hamas leader, we killed this Hezbollah leader. It's all fake. It's all fake and gay, guys, okay? They just use Hamas and Hezbollah to pretty much, again, justify what they're doing by saying, oh, yeah, these people want to kill us, they want to murder us, and they want to dump us into the sea. But in reality, Hamas, Hezbollah, they're all created by Mossad. They're all controlled by Mossad. Just like Trump and Cumbucket Harris are controlled opposition here in America, Hamas, Hezbollah, the same thing. Now, the Iranians, they're actually in on it, you know. The Iranians are, the Shia Mahdi is the same as the Jewish Moshiach, which is the Antichrist to the Christians and the Dajjal to you Muslims out there. So at the end of the day, the Persians and the Jews, the Zionists, I might add, they are on the same page, okay? You have to remember, the Mullah of Iran or Ayatollah or whatever the hell his name is, he wore the mask, okay? Guys, every leader who wore the mask is pledging subservience to Satan and therefore to the Zionist, okay? So, what I want you guys to understand and understand really good, okay? The Torah belonged to the Israelites. That's us, okay? The Bible belonged to white people. The Quran belongs to Arab people. Now, it's perfectly fine to be non-Arab and be Muslim. It's perfectly fine to be Chinese and be a Jew. It's perfectly fine to be Latin or black and be Christian. It's perfectly fine. But at the end of the day, guys, the main representatives of the religion are the ones who God has given the book to. So at the end of the day, white people are going to represent Christianity. At the end of the day, the Jews, the Israelites, I should say, are going to represent the Torah. At the end of the day, guys, the Arabs are going to represent the Quran. So, what are the Arabs doing right now, guys? Okay, let me tell you. The Arabs are doing one of two things. Either they're living a hedonistic lifestyle, hayat ad-dunya, baby, where they're out partying, drinking, alcohol, drugs, prostitutes, just doing everything haram they possibly can because they're living a hedonistic life. Or they're like, oh, let's pray for Lebanon, let's put the Palestinian flag on our profile. At the end of the day, the Mohammedans, the Ahmads out there, they're nothing more than scum as far as God is concerned. So this is why a lot of bad things are happening to the Ahmads. This is why a lot of worse things are going to happen to the Ahmads. Like, they're partying in Egypt right now, man. In Dubai, they're living the high life. You know, these people believe that they're safe. They believe that if I suck up to Washington, D.C., and if I suck up to Mossad, I'm going to be fine. No, you're going to get it too, motherfucker. And you think the Palestinians have it bad? You think the Lebanese people have it bad? You are gonna get it worse. So I want every person out there who represents Christianity, who represents Islam, who represents Judaism, to understand this really good. If you fear the enemy of God more than God himself, God will let that enemy humiliate you, destroy you in the most horrible way. Okay? Now, as you guys know, as the seed of King David, I've been going by the Torah now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still like, you know, eating fucking lobster and, you know, praying five times a day rather than God knows how many times the Jews have to pray, you know, and having all of Saturday off. But I still go by the Torah, guys, okay? I love the fact that God was so pro-genocide. You guys have to remember, the first genocide in human history was by us Israelites. Don't believe me? Ask the Canaanites. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, at the end of the day, guys, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, at the end of the day, white people are going to represent the... Oh, this truck in front of me has a really good bumper sticker. Oh, man. I'm not going to turn the camera around. But the bumper sticker said, "Driver carries no cash. He's married." I gotta make a video about that. So like I said, guys, the truck that was right in front of me, he just went that way. That's why I slowed down. He had a sticker, a bumper sticker that said, "Driver has no cash, he's married." So even the blue pill suckers know that woman take your money. But anyway, guys, let's go back to the point of this video, which is, at the end of the day, white people represent Christianity. At the end of the day, the Arabs represent Islam. At the end of the day, Israelites represent the Torah, okay? Now, I'm going to go by the Torah, dudes, okay? And I love going by the Torah because, again, genocide is in the Torah, okay? The Quran, believe it or not, God is a little bit more lenient in the Quran than he is with the Torah. But I'll still go by the Torah, you know? When God ordered us Israelites to exterminate the Canaanites, it's because those people were so evil that their wickedness seeped into their children and even into the animals, you know. That's how wicked the Canaanites were, you know. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of genocide. In fact, Islam tells us war is good because it cleanses the world of evil. So imagine a war that includes genocide. I'm happy. I'm like a pig in I don't know what pigs do, man. But I'm very happy with a war that comes with a genocide, you know. So at the end of the day, I want you guys, Muslim guys out there, to understand that at the end of the day, Islam was not supposed to be... At the end of the day, the followers of Muhammad are not a big deal, okay? At the end of the day, the true victors here are white people, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. The Prophet Muhammad actually praised white people. He praised the Romans, okay? At the end of the day, because Christianity is represented by white people, the word for Christians in Arabic is Nasara. Nasara carries the root word Nasr. Nasr means either helper or victor. So the Christians are really the victors here. It's not the Muslims, okay? Muslims were never ever meant to be the true leaders of the world, okay? At the end of the day, guys, the white people are gonna be the ones who are gonna be large and in charge. And on top of the white people, it's gonna be us, Israelites, you know, controlling them. You know, that's why I'm here, right? You Arabs out there, there's nothing special about you. You all can get exterminated right now, right here, and Islam lost absolutely nothing. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad himself said, in Akhir al-Ayyama, in the end of days, the Arab population is going to be decimated. So all you guys out there who are parting it up in Egypt, all you guys out there living the high life in fucking Dubai, oh, you're going to get it. You're going to get it, dudes. And again, you're going to get it simply because God in the Quran said, Islam is the best religion for all of mankind. And what did the Ahmeds do with the Islamic religion, right? What did they do with it? They're living Hayat al-Dunya, man. They're living a corrupt life. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad himself said, the horn of Satan will come out from the Arabian Peninsula. In other words, the Ahmeds are on Team Satan. That's what the Prophet Muhammad is telling us. And if you're on Team Satan, yes, you're gonna have a little bit of fun. Don't get me wrong. You know, you're gonna have a little bit of fun. But God's anger is quick and without mercy. So when God says, okay, playtime is over, your destruction is gonna come really quick. So you Ahmeds out there who live in Hayat al-Dunya, you're living a degenerate life, you know, you're supporting the Antichrist like the Arab leaders do, you're gonna get it, guys. And you're gonna get it when you least expect it, because that's how God rolls. You see, the Prophet Muhammad's companions, if they did not have a calamity in their life, they would say that God abandoned us, okay? Why? Because if you know religion, you know that if God lets you live a hedonistic life, that this is his way of saying, I'm going to let you have a little bit of fun, but I'm going to get you, and I'm going to get you real bad, and I'm going to get you for eternity, motherfucker. So this is why, if you are a follower of God, and you have a calamity every now and then, that's God's way of saying, hey man, I'm here for you, okay? You guys need to understand, God in the Quran says, I'm gonna whip you, I'm gonna beat you, I'm gonna pretty much leave you for dead, but you're still gonna make it, okay? So a lot of people out there, when they have a lot of calamities, you know, they tend to give up, they tend to lose faith in God, but honestly, the opposite is quite true. And when you go through all these tribulations that God gives you, you end up becoming extremely stoic and extremely uncaring, you know, because it's like, okay, God already beat me, whipped me, did all this bad stuff to me. I'm not afraid of you, you know. You guys take me, for example. I have global entry, right? For those of you who don't know what global entry is, global entry is when you can come back into America from overseas, and you don't have to stand in the immigration line with all the rest of the cattle out there. You just waltz on in, you put your passport in the machine, you look at the camera, and bada bing, bada boom, you're on your way, dudes. So what I do, because you guys know me, right? My face is out there, everything about me is out there, you know. I'm running for president. You guys can legit write Amr Metwali for Amr Metwali as a write-in candidate, and that vote legitimately will go for me, okay? When it comes time to vote, you know, I might actually do early voting because I don't like waiting in line with cattle, you know. That's why I have global entry, you know. I'm gonna vote for myself, I'm gonna vote for Amr Metwali as president, and I'm also gonna vote on Amendment 3. Because the state of Florida wants to legalize marijuana for everybody over the age of 21. So I'm going to vote on it because I'm hoping that they make it like tobacco, where you just get a permit for your business and sell it. You know, I don't do tobacco. I don't do marijuana. I know some Muslims like to say, oh, it's haram. You know, I mean, McDonald's should be fucking haram if you ask me. But yeah, if marijuana can be like fucking tobacco, where all you need is a fucking sales permit for $50 to sell that shit, I will sell marijuana. I got no qualms with selling Mary J. God damn it. I'm stuck. Well, today's not my day, man. I'm stuck behind fucking cars that have their blinkers on going 40, 45 miles an hour. And then I'm trying to go onto the left lane, and I got so many cars behind me. Usually, I don't mind going 60, 50, or, you know, maybe 55 miles an hour. But going fucking 40 miles an hour, man, that's fucking too slow for me. Let's see if I can get in the left lane. Okay, I'm good. Alright, I'm good. I'm good. Alright, okay, cool. So, you know, that's one of the things I like about my car, guys. You know, I get about 30 miles a gallon on the highway, and I get about 22, 23 when I'm driving in town, even though this is a 20 plus year old Mercedes C320 4MATIC. I'm getting decent mileage on it, but boy, I'm telling you guys, this thing has a fucking good engine. You just press, you know what? Let's see if I can do it right now. Do I want to do it right now? I'm going 60. I'm going to do it. Yeah. Hear that engine? Yeah. I have to say, man, this car built between what? 2003 to 2005 C320 4MATIC. This is probably the epitome of German engineering, if you ask me, man. That's why I'm not letting this car go. Anyways, going back to the point of this video. The point of the video, guys, again, I cannot stress this enough. What's happening to the Arabs out there is humiliation. This is not a test, okay? I am sick and tired of Muslims saying, oh, God is testing our brothers in Lebanon. He's testing our sisters in Palestine. No, no, no. That's not a test. That is divine punishment. And that's divine punishment because at the end of the day, you feared the enemy of God more than you feared God himself. So, going back to global entry, guys, because with global entry, you scan the passport and then they take a picture of you, okay? When they take a picture of you with that camera, I like to give them a little kiss. That's what I do. Because I'm putting myself out there, dudes. You think I'm afraid of Washington, D.C. more than I'm afraid of God? Hell no, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. When Moses went to Pharaoh, was Moses more scared than Pharaoh? Was Moses more scared of Pharaoh than God? No. When Jesus went up to Caesar, was he more scared of Caesar than God? No. When a would-be King David went up to Goliath, was he more scared of Goliath than God? No. Okay? But you Ahmeds out there, you're more scared of Israel, you're more scared of Washington, D.C. Add to the fact that you actually want the degenerate Hayat al-Dunya lifestyle that they've been selling you, not only are you more scared of the enemies of God, you actually want to partake in what the enemies of God want you to partake in. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, you Muslims will follow the Jews and Christians, even if they went into the wolf's lair, you will follow them in there. And that's exactly what's happening, man. You look at the MGTOW community here in America, you look at the greater Red Pill community, a lot of dudes are about like, hey man, I don't want these fucking 304s, man. I don't want the booze, the nightclubs, the drugs, the alcohol, these floozies. And look what the Ummah of Muhammad is doing. They're like, I want drugs, I want alcohol, I want floozies. It's like, and this is why, again, Christians, aka white people, are the real victors in all of this. At the end of the day, guys, Jesus is coming back. Moses ain't coming back. Muhammad ain't coming back. Jesus is coming back because at the end of the day, guys, white people, aka Christians, they are the true victors in all of this, okay? And on top of all that is us Israelites, and that's why I'm here making these videos. So this is what, 24 minutes? Yeah, 24 minutes. I think I'm done with this video, guys. So today is Sunday. Tomorrow I'm gonna call up the server company and I'm gonna find out if they shipped the server or not, because like I said, I ordered the server after our funding goal was reached, and it takes them about 3 business days to put the server together. So they told me they're probably going to ship out either on Friday, which was 2 days ago, or they're going to ship out tomorrow, Monday. So I'm going to give them a call tomorrow, see what's up with that. 3 days later, they'll have the server at the data center, and hopefully we'll be able to get rid of the old server company by the end of this month, which is like what, a week away. So as you guys know, we tripled our goal. I was not expecting that. TFM was not expecting that. We were actually thinking that we might make like $300, $400 over 12 hours. But the whole campaign was funded in like 28 minutes, and within an hour, it was tripled that amount. And you know, this is something very important for you guys out there that actually still has to do with that video, okay? I did not expect to make that type of money. I really didn't. This is divine proof, okay, guys? This is divine proof that, yeah, God will beat you, whip you, leave you for dead, but He's there to ultimately bail you out. Now, of course, thanks to everybody who donated, you know, but at the end of the day, guys, this is all from God. Everything comes from God, okay? Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, everything comes from God. The donations I got, the $9,000 I got, they came from God. It was God's will to move people to donate to the campaign. And that money was and still is badly needed. You know, over the past couple of months or years, actually, like this car over here, guys, I've been neglecting this car because all the money was going into MGTOW TV. MGTOW TV never made much money. In fact, MGTOW TV never made money. Mitwali Web Services is kind of making some money, so it's covering the cost of MGTOW TV. But, you know, I had to do DoorDash to make a little bit of money. And when you do, when you put 100 miles on your car a day, obviously that's going to ruin your car. So that was a problem that, God willing, now is going to get fucking solved. Thanks to the food truck, I'm actually going to be able to not drive this car that much anymore. I took money out of the food truck to get TFM's VPS, and the storage server, finally got that through your donation, guys. So right now, guys, I'm good. That $9,000 bailed me out of a lot of things that were putting pressure on me, okay? There was a lot of stuff out there in addition to the servers that were putting stress on me out there. Because at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand, at the end of the day, you've got to make money. And when you make money, guys, especially when you're like me and you're relying on God, man, I don't have a boss who gives me $500 a week. I don't. And I don't want to do that, you know. Especially if you run MGTOW, you ain't gonna work anywhere. Unless you want to work a minimum wage job with criminals and murderers and drug dealers and nobody gives a flying fuck. And I did that before. Yeah, I don't want to do that shit again. It's all minimum wage shit. So right now, guys, I'm good. I'm good on the car. I'm good on the food truck. I'm good on MGTOW TV servers. Like I said, once the food truck stabilizes and it's doing decent money, I'll be able to focus on MGTOW TV, updating the software, getting the mobile apps. Now, guys, I'm actually going to be developing apps for our VPN, okay? So, as you guys know, Mitwali Web Services, we do have a VPN. We do have apps for the VPN, but those apps are by a third party. And now we are developing our own branded apps. And that's, again, that's thanks to all of you guys out there who donated. You know, we used to have MGTOW Cafe, if you guys remember. I rebranded MGTOW Cafe to Men's Business. I'm still keeping the name MGTOW Cafe, The only reason I rebranded it to mensbusiness.com is that that's the only way you can advertise on Google. They don't do MGTOW on Google, which I think you all know that by now. So I'm going to be taking MGTOW Cafe out of the dustbin, get it updated. You know, I was actually looking at MGTOW Cafe yesterday. I have not worked on MGTOW Cafe in almost 4 fucking years, dudes. Oh, damn. Falling asleep. Got my coffee with me, luckily. So, thanks to all of your money, the $9,000+, dudes. All the issues in my life are solved. Everything is solved. The car is finally solved. The food truck, because again, I took money out of the food truck. You know, I wasn't doing any flyers. I wasn't doing anything like that because all that money was tied up in the server I got for TFM. I was paying fucking $400+ a month to rent that server from that server company that at any time they can tell us, go fuck yourself. So now I don't have to worry about that anymore. So the server is taken care of. Car is taken care of. Food truck is finally taken care of. I can print out flyers and shit like that. We're gonna do branded apps for our VPN, which are a lot nicer, cleaner, and better functioning than the ones you guys are going through right now. MGTOW Cafe, we're gonna give it a facelift, spruce it up, make it more modern in the past, you know, since the past 4 years. And eventually, guys, like I said, I'm gonna take a month or so off and just focus on MGTOW TV and the apps for MGTOW TV. So this just goes to show you, dudes, that $9,000, man, I didn't ask for that money, man. Like I said, me and TFM, we thought that over 12 hours, we might get like $300 if we're lucky. Again, this is proof that, and you know, this is very important. I don't care if you're Christian, Muslim, and Jew. This here is proof that no matter how bad you think it is for you, that eventually God is going to save you. As long as you're doing it in the name of God, you know, don't go out, jump off the Empire State Building and say, God, protect me. You know, don't go out sleeping with dirty, dirty, dirty sharmutas and saying, God, don't give me fucking AIDS, you know. No, no. As long as you're doing something in the name of God, in the name of the greater good, you know, yes, God will beat you, whip you, leave you for dead, but eventually he's gonna avail you and he's gonna, you know, help you, support you big times. And again, this is what the word Christian in Arabic means, Nasara. It means these are the victors / helpers. At the end of the day, it was the Christians who aided Jesus. At the end of the day, it is the Christians who are gonna be the victors. It's not the Arabs, dudes. Okay, at the end of the day, you guys need to understand, God can exterminate the entire Arab race or ethnicity or whatever the hell you want to call it, and nothing has been lost, okay? Let me say that one more time before I end this video, okay? God can exterminate the entire Arab race and nothing has been forgotten. Nothing has been destroyed. Nothing has been taken away, okay? At the end of the day, God says to the Ahmeds in their own Quran, فَدَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. God had chosen us Israelites over the rest of the world. So no matter what, we Jews are always gonna be around because God chose us. And just so we can be absolutely clear, okay? God chose Bani Israel. He chose the descendants of the prophet Jacob. Mark Zuckerberg, Susan Wojcicki, all those fake Ashkenazi Jews, they're not part of the deal, okay? They're not chosen. Oh, I take it back. Mark Zuckerberg and Susan Wojcicki are chosen. Yes, they are. By Satan. But these fake Jews, these Ashkenazis, they're not God's chosen, okay? The chosen people of God are the descendants of the 12 sons of Prophet Yaqub, which includes Jesus, King David, and me, and probably a lot of other people out there as well. So we Israelites, we're timeless, we're always gonna be there, baby. The Christians, since they're gonna be the victors eventually in all of this, they're gonna be around too. The Arabs, on the other hand, God can exterminate the Arabs and it's fine. It's perfectly fine. So, point of the video, guys, like I said earlier, the point of the video, guys, especially for you Muslims out there, what God is doing to the Palestinians and the Lebanese, and eventually he's going to do that to all the Arab population, this is not a test, okay? God is not testing you. God is destroying you, okay, guys? There's a big difference between God testing you and God destroying you. If God turns you out of your homes, your kids are getting blown up in front of you, this is not a test, dude. This is fucking divine destruction. This is humiliation, dudes. Okay, this is not a test. That's what I want everybody out there to understand. Because now we are entering a phase in Islam where you're going to get a lot of... Bro Haji has already exposed a lot of Muslim charities saying, brother, give me your money, brother. We're giving it to the Palestinians, brother. It's like, come on, dude. Come on, dude. A fucking kite can't enter Palestine. And yet you're going to tell me, oh, we're going into Palestine, we're giving them millions of dollars. Come on, man. And so you have a lot of Muslim scammers out there. Then you have these blue-pilled mullahs who are going to be like... Because here's the thing, dudes. Here's the thing, okay? When our imam prays for Palestine and the Palestinians, I don't pray with him. Because I know for an absolute fact, those prayers for Palestine and Lebanon are not going to be heard by God. See, praying for Lebanon and Palestine would be like me praying that Susan Wojcicki goes to heaven, you know? Abraham's father went to hell. And Abraham, who is known as Khalilullah, who's known as God's best friend, Abraham prayed that his father would go to heaven. And God replied to Abraham and told him, listen, Abe, don't ever pray for this again. Your father is going to go to hell, but just because I like you, the hellfire is only going to be up to his ankles. But never again are you going to pray to me so your father can go to heaven. So how can you guys pray for Palestinians and Lebanese people when these people are marked by God for destruction? This is the thing, dudes. You know, you get a lot of these Muslim guys out there who tell you, brother, you should pray for scammers, you should pray for hijabis, you should pray for Arab leaders who went astray. No, dude. No. These are people who purposely backstabbed God. Those hijabis out there who are sleeping around and then claiming to be fucking virgins, they know what they're doing, dudes. Okay? Those Arab leaders out there who tell you, fuck Israel, but in reality they're fucking having orgies with Netanyahu, they know what they're doing, dudes. This is what you guys, you Muslim guys out there, you gotta stop being so goddamn naive and gullible, okay? Yes, you can pray for God to guide people who are lost. Yes. But somebody who openly declares war on God and his prophet, you want to pray for that person? That's the enemy of God. And see, that's another thing, you know? If God is purposely misleading someone and then you try to lead that person, guess what? You are committing shirk. You are associating yourself with God because you are saying to God, look, God, I know you're misleading this person to the hellfire, but I'm gonna go and I'm gonna try to rescue that person, okay? Don't do that, guys. Don't be Captain Save-A-Ho, okay? If God is purposely misleading wicked people like the Arab leaders and the Hojabis, don't pray for them. Don't try to make excuses for them. Don't say, oh, well, you know, they're misguided. They were under the wrong influence. No. These Hojabis, these Arab leaders, they know exactly what they're doing. They are purposely purposely stabbing God and the Prophet in the back of in their backs, and they're doing it on purpose. And yet you guys are like, let me pray for them, let me help them. No, let God have his way with them. You guys just go MGTOW, do your own thing, dudes, okay? So I want every fucking Muslim watching this video to understand, don't pray for Palestine. Don't pray for Lebanon. This is divine punishment. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad, when he was traveling with his companions and he would see the ruins of destroyed cities like Petra and what have you, the Prophet Muhammad would say, cover your faces and turn your faces away, lest what happens to them happens to you, and get the hell out of there as quickly as you can. So what you guys see happening to Palestine, what you guys see happening to Lebanon, turn your face away from that, because what happens to them might end up happening to you. And that again is divine punishment, okay? You guys gotta understand, big difference between God testing you versus divine punishment, okay? If your car is like my car, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but every now and then my car makes a clunking sound. Yeah, that's one of the many problems with my car, you know. I actually have the windows up, and that's because if I put the defrost on and I am traveling either at night or I'm going on the highway like I am right now nonstop, it blows some cold air, you know. But other than that, I don't have AC. So let's say, you know, it's during the day and I'm traveling inside the city, I have to have the windows down. Otherwise, I'm gonna get hot air blown at me, okay? So all the problems I've had, whether it was with the server, with this car, with this food truck, all these calamities are trials from God. But when you are getting turned outside of your home, your kids are getting murdered right in front of you, that's divine punishment, dudes. There's no other way around it. That's fucking divine punishment right there. That's not a fucking test, okay? I know some people like to get smart and say, oh, well, look at Prophet Job, you know. Look at that prophet, you know. He lost his entire family and everything, and he gained it all back. Yeah, that's a prophet. And this was God's way of showing us an extreme example. We're supposed to be prophet-like, okay? Don't get me wrong. We're supposed to be prophet-like. You guys can't hold me to the same expectation as you would with Muhammad, Moses, or Jesus, okay? None of us can compare with them, okay? You guys can't compare with Prophet Job, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, yes, let's look at Prophet Job and say, hey, he withstood his calamities, but you guys cannot endure the calamity of a prophet. Let me say that one more time. You cannot endure the calamity of the prophets, because if you did, you would have been a prophet yourself. So all you Muslim apologists out there who are like, yeah, these Palestinians, these Lebanese, yeah, they're losing everything, but look at Job, he lost everything and he got it back and even bigger, better, right? Look at the Palestinians, look at the Syrians, look at the Lebanese people going to like Europe. What are they doing? They're murdering, they're raping. No, at the end of the day, guys, it comes down to who the fuck you are, dudes, okay? You got, if you guys drop me in Colombia, if you guys drop me in fucking Ukraine, I'm gonna do there what I'm doing right here, dudes, because that's who I am. So if you drop the Ahmeds in fucking Germany or Poland, well, not Poland, because Poland is more black-pilled than Western Europe, but if you drop the Ahmeds in UK, Germany, and then they rape, they murder, well, that's just who the fuck they are. And again, that's why they're getting destroyed, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to who the fuck you are. Like the Prophet Muhammad said, the best of pagan will become the best of Muslim. Just because you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, doesn't mean you're automatically a good person. In fact, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. If somebody says Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Mashallah, you're gonna get scammed. It's only a matter of how soon and how bad. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.